U.S. Senate committee advances Mark Wayne Mullen's DHS nomination, and an audit uncovers embezzlement and missing funds at a school district in Seminole County. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, March 20th. I'm Nick Daniels. A U.S. Senate committee narrowly advanced Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to become the next Secretary of Homeland Security. The vote was 8-7 Thursday, with Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman crossing party lines to support the appointment. Committee Chair Rand Paul was the only Republican on the panel to vote against a fellow senator. A vote by the full Senate could come as early as next week. A school district in Seminole County is under fire from State Auditor Cindy Byrd. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the office released an audit report Thursday detailing check tampering, undocumented purchases, and missing money from 2018 to 2022.
Farnham Public Schools is a small district in central Oklahoma's Seminole County. According to the report, the district's encumbrance clerk issued fraudulent checks to herself totaling nearly $10,000. She routinely signed the superintendent's name on the checks using a signature stamp. The clerk resigned in 2021 over the alleged embezzlement. She agreed to pay $50,000 in restitution, though no one could explain how that number was determined. She only paid $1,000 before stopping payments on the advice of her lawyer. The audit also found the district could not show supporting documentation for nearly a third of Amazon purchases, more than $8,000 from its Activity Fund debit card, and nearly three quarters of checks written from the Activity and General funds. It's missing at least $9,500 in cash from fundraisers and events. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A Lexington correctional officer accused of sexually assaulting an inmate has been arrested. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
The Oklahoma Department of Corrections has confirmed correctional officer Daniel Acca was arrested and taken into custody earlier this week on charges of rape by instrumentation and sexual battery against an inmate at the facility. The arrest follows an alleged assault reported last week. In a statement, ODOC Chief of Operations Jason Sparks says, in addition to being harmful to the victim, instances of sexual assault by officers against inmates make it more difficult for other officers to do their jobs effectively, as it erodes trust and damages the reputation of their profession. Acca was booked into the Cleveland County Detention Center and has since been terminated from his position. I'm Hannah France.
Director and screenwriter Sterling Harjo is receiving the Peabody Trailblazer Award. Sarah Lisi has more on the Indigenous Oklahoman's achievement.
Sterling Harjo is a trailblazer in his own right, breaking the boundaries of leading an all-Indigenous team of writers and directors in the hit series Reservation Dogs, which depicted a predominantly Native cast showing teenage life on a reservation in rural Oklahoma. The Seminole Nation citizen, who has Muscogee descent, went on to create, write, and direct a love letter to his hometown of Tulsa in the Lowdown. The show has one season out and stars Ethan Hawke as a citizen journalist fighting for the truth. A second season was recently confirmed. Harjo will be celebrated in Beverly Hills in May alongside PBS Kids and comedian and actress Amy Poehler, who are also receiving Peabody Awards. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.